In many ways, Ronald Reagan crystallized the principles of the Republican Party: free economy, limited federal government, and a strong military. That platform swept him into office in 1980, along with dozens of new Republicans in the House and Senate. In fact, 1980 marked one of two watershed elections for Republicans in the last 50 years. And many still in Congress give Reagan the credit for both. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has more.
California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher was just a teenager in the 60s when he joined Youth for Reagan, a movement to elect the movie star governor. Rohrabacher remembers trying to get Reagan's attention by camping out overnight on his back lawn. That is, until Nancy Reagan woke up and saw him there.
She was kind of shooing me away, and I was walking down the long driveway, and Reagan came running after me with shaving cream on his face and says, "Well, if you can spend the night in my back lawn, I can certainly spend some time with you."
Rohrabacher went to work on Reagan's 1980 presidential campaign and then in the White House as a speechwriter for 7 of the president's 8 years in office. Rohrabacher says Reagan brought a dramatic change to the Republican Party.
Before Ronald Reagan, the Republican Party was at each other's throats all the time, and there was the moderates and the conservatives, and everybody was fighting one another. And Ronald Reagan reached a very positive consensus in which we built the party around. He left behind the old conservatism of just being against the communists. Instead, we were for freedom. We weren't just against taxes. We are for more take-home pay and more opportunity.
In November of 1980, dozens of self-described Reagan Republicans won congressional seats that had been held by incumbent Democrats. In the Senate, Republicans won enough races to take the majority for the first time in decades. And in the House, Republicans controlled the agenda by luring the votes of conservative Democrats. One of those fresh, young Reagan Republicans was California Congressman David Dreyer, then just 27 years old. Dreyer says in the late 70s, under Democratic President Jimmy Carter, the American public was still in a malaise induced by a feeling of betrayal from the Watergate scandal.
And Ronald Reagan focused on this can-do attitude, this view that things can get better. He often liked to use the line, America's best days are ahead of us. And that was a sense, and it was building, and it was a groundswell and a tidal wave. And that election in 1980 was only surpassed by 1994's election, which for the first time since the year I was born saw my party win the majority in the United States House of Representatives.
Many credit Reagan's amiable, positive manner with rebuilding the Republican Party. When he moved into the Oval Office and began work, that humor helped him build relationships with members of the opposing party as well. Former Speaker of the House Tom Foley was the House Democratic whip and later the majority leader during Reagan's presidency.
He was an almost impossible man to dislike. Even when you disagreed with some of the policies and some of the programs advanced by President Reagan, his warm personal manner and character and personality was very engaging.
Even so, there were bitter arguments over Reagan's policies, especially his fiscal plans that became known as Reaganomics. That consisted of a series of tax cuts coupled with massive spending increases on military programs. The national debt nearly tripled under President Reagan. But his ideas and his personality inspired a new generation of like-minded politicians. For example, then small-town businessman Tom DeLay.
I am just an example of thousands of people all over this country that got involved in politics to take our government back again because of Ronald Reagan.
Tom DeLay is now one of the most powerful lawmakers in Washington, the majority leader of the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. And the fact that the House, the Senate, and the White House are all controlled by Republicans today, DeLay calls a piece of the Reagan legacy.
The transition of the last 20, 25 years came from its beginnings from Ronald Reagan. The inspiration that got people involved, had people running from private sector, running for office, built up over the years, and he showed us how to do it, and that is to stand for what you believe in, stand on principle, and try to communicate that principle.
And though it's no longer called Reaganomics, the dual policies of deep tax cuts with major increases for the military, as well as the spike in the national debt, are very much a part of federal policy today. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.